Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 387 on Saturday, November 1st, 2025. How on earth are we at November already? Anyway, if you are in future land, like some of us are, me in particular, it is Sunday, the 2nd of November. Crazy, crazy, crazy times. First up, welcome, chat. Hi, chat. Chris is here. Zep is here. Dave is here. Zaya is here. Welcome. Welcome. Thank you. Chris has resubbed for, again, which is wonderful. 86 months total. 86 months total. Thank you, Chris. And Zep as well. 32 months from Zep. You guys are wonderful. Thank you very much. Any Iron Elite subscriptions, Patreon, all of that goes towards keeping the website alive. So thank you for that. Appreciate it. All right. Well, we've just had Halloween. How did everyone have a happy Halloween? Was it good? Was it not? We had a storm. Not that I was doing anything for Halloween this year. Maybe next. but life at the moment is we've been dealing with some quite bad storm cells coming through Queensland, where I am. And we've had three storms in the last 2 days. So Friday was the first one that came through, which was Halloween. So I don't think I heard any kids out walking the street because literally the storm was coming through. And we got two cells through yesterday. One was just after lunch. And that one, it looked green, like there were some parts that have had hail and like up to 9 centimeters. What's that like? Not quite 3 inches, two and a half inch hailstones. Yeah, and then the second one came through a couple of hours later. Lightning, thunder, hail. Thankfully we didn't get any hail here, but a shit ton of water, winds, all of that. And it looks like another one's coming through today. No, it's saying it's cloudy, so looks like we're due for storms Monday and Tuesday. So at the moment, I mean, this is typical weather for Queensland. We do get quite a few summer storms and all of that kind of thing. So yeah, it's been a bit crazy. So we lost power for, thankfully it was only like a minute yesterday, but when you're on the computer doing stuff and everything goes black, and this room, when there's no light and it's like pitch black outside when the lights go off, it was very like, oh shit. And then I'm sitting there going, Okay, I've just lost power. And by the time I kind of registered, I'm like, okay, what am I gonna do? Get up. The cat's behind me, freak, like being all anxious. And then it came back on. It was like, okay. So yeah, it's been a little bit full on the last couple of days, just with weather and all of that. So. But anyway, what have we got? So Chris has slept, which understandable. You need to get your rest. Zaya watched two of my Halloween movies, Nightmare Before Christmas and The Shining. Nice. I was watching. I was listening to someone saying that Nightmare Before Christmas wasn't. It was purely only a Christmas movie, and I'm like, no. No, there's Nightmare Before Christmas will be Halloween Christmas movies for me, is both. I watch them, like I do watch it multiple times a year, but it is a Halloween and a Christmas movie. Same as Die Hard. I don't care what anyone says, I will die on this hill. Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Always will be. Definitely. So I totally get you. I must admit, I've not seen The Shining in a very long time. Good movie. Good movie, yeah. Trick or Treater got quite wet. Yeah. Zepp says, I had a normal Friday night and no one knocked on my door, which is good considering I don't keep candy on hand. Lol. Yeah. I must admit, my dad did put up a sign that we put out on the letterbox and also the wall leading to our front door because he wasn't feeling up to doing candy for the kids. So it was just like, hey, everybody, we're not doing we're not doing trick or treat this year. So I don't know, whatever it was. But with the storm around, as I said, I don't think we had a lot of people doing it. But I could be wrong. But again, when a storm hits, you kind of don't want parents and kids walking around the street. So that would be that. Chris says, nice. I've been to the hotel The Shining was filmed at. Oh, really? Wow, it's very creepy and quite lovely at the same time. Yeah. I get it. There's a few places like that have one place, I don't know if you guys, because it's more an Australian movie, but there's a movie called Picnic at Hanging Rock. It was filmed I'm gonna, was it 70s or the 80s? And if you want a eerie movie, I would suggest watching it. It's like based in early 1900s, 1800s, but it was filmed, like the last 20, I can't even say 20 years ago, maybe 40 years ago. I don't. Time is a construct. Yeah, so there's that one, but that it was shot and kind of based on a place down in Victoria, and it is obviously it's bushland and all that kind of thing, so it's quite a beautiful place, but at the same stage is quite eerie because of historical and because of the movie, if that makes sense. So even though I've never personally been there, when I went down to Victoria, I never got to. It's a place I wouldn't mind going to check out, but at the same stage, there's a little bit of hairs on the back of my neck thinking about it, which again isn't a bad thing. But yeah, so that movie's called Picnic at Hanging Rock, and if you get a chance, it's definitely got a vibe underneath. It's a little bit eerie, a little bit. It's not like full on horror or anything like that, but it's. That's all I really say. I just remember seeing it as maybe an 8 year old. And I've seen it a few times. I've seen it quite a few times since then. It probably, maybe not a movie that an 8 year old should be watching, but you know, that was back in the 70s, 80s. She'll be fine. Nothing wrong with her. So, yeah, so that was that. I haven't watched, I watched A Nightmare Before Christmas last week, the week before. So I had already prepped myself, but I haven't watched it since. But I'm due to be watching it again, probably in the next week or so. It's just going to depend on IRL. So anyway, I'm giving you the full, like, in-depth of what's going on. Because life's being life at the moment. So, anyway. But, yeah, so hopefully everyone had a good Halloween. Did anyone get anything fantastic from the Horseman? And again. You're welcome, Chris. you got the mount. Fantastic. Actually, so did I. I was running it on to see if I could get it. I hadn't dedicated a lot of time to it, but I was trying to log in just to do Horseman and to get some treats, like trick or treats, so I could get some transmog stuff. I just haven't had time to do it on multiple tunes, which is what I thought I might have been able to do. But alas, no. So when it dropped for me a couple of days ago, I was like, oh, damn. And I think, because then I did start running with Attil and Keela, so my priest as well as my hunter. And I thought, well, I'll just jump in and see if I can get the horse, which I think it was only on the first kill of the account anyway. But I thought if I could get some of the transmog, and it seems like I might have got all the transmog that dropped, which is cool. So, but other than that, I haven't spent a lot of time in game because IRL, life is being lifing, if that makes sense. Transmog were a sure drop until you get them all. Yeah, that's what I thought. And I found it was good with jumping from the three tunes. And as much as you're not running, like, for a challenge tune. So this is non-challenge tune, obviously. But for my normal tunes, the fact that I wasn't getting duplicate pieces, whereas the loot is now being more smarter to go, okay, well, you've already received, say, the gloves on leader. Now that you're on your priest, we're going, you know, we'll drop the boots. Now that you've got those two pieces, you jump on the third character, and I might have got, like, the helm. So I, you know, there doesn't seem to be, from just my limited experience in running it, that I did not have any duplicate pieces. So maybe Chris and Zep might be able to, you guys normally run a fair few multiple tunes. So yeah, Zep says, no new mount for me. I missed some days, but at least I did get the transmog items. Okay. Chris says, yeah. we were not missing those mogs. So it says, I got the old mount twice on different days. I didn't see the old one, but yeah, I must admit I do like the new one. So the green, I am very partial to some green fire on my warlock. When, you know, she does like a green fire, she is a warlock with green fire. And then I had to dress her in green with a bit of fire. So, you know, transmog. As you do. I wasn't Halloween vibes. I was horseman. I was running horseman aesthetic. If that makes sense. On later. Anyway. Low, I didn't see the old mount until last year. Yeah, that's exactly right, Chris. Finally. After how many years? Amazing. All right. Well, let's get back to what we're talking about. So, what I thought I'd do, so, and bear with me because I did. Let me see if it's going to jump. All right. So, I thought we could have a little talky talk. Is it this one? Yes. Just on what we've got. So the WoW Weekly that comes out from Blizzard, obviously. The Midnight Beta is nigh. And you've got November's Bountiful Trading Post and more. So again, we know that Midnight is coming next year. They haven't put out a date, but haven't we got a inkling that it's going to be coming in the first? Did I, or am I making up? Did I have a dream? Did I have a dream that I was thinking it was coming like in the first quarter or the first half of next year? I might have been a dream that I had. Who knows? Should be around springtime. So that'll be autumn for me, which will take me to April, May. I'm guessing. How cute are these pictures too? Sorry, but it's just super cute. Anyway, so I wanted to have a talk, and I think we talked about it last episode. So it says the Midnight Beta test goes live on November 11th. So again, I'm not sure who is going to be, if anyone's going to be doing any testing. Again, let me know. I have set up. Yes, I did do it, didn't I? I don't know. Things are a blur at times, guys. Midnight Google Docs. I have got it. You can't see it. There we go. I've ticked it off my list. So that means Lita has done it. So I have got the Google Docs set up for those that that want to play in the beta and have come across any information as to things relating to, you know, challenges and things that could affect us, things that have changed, all of that kind of thing. So again, I wanted to just make mention of that. And again, we're at, for me, it's the 2nd of November. Like, this is less than 2 weeks, well, just over a week, and it's going live. Now, I must admit, I haven't signed up. I probably should sign up. I just don't think I can dedicate a lot of time to it. As you know, I am house hunting So we still haven't found a place. Don't even get me started. It is a process. It is not a fun process. Anyway, so I don't think at this time that I will be able to sit down and have a look at it. I might getting closer, like in time. It's going to depend on when we move, when we get settled, setting up a computer area for both of us and all of that kind of thing. So there's a lot. There's a lot. There is a lot of work to move, and I mean, it could be sooner than we think, and it might not. I don't know. All I can say is that the process sucks. The process is not fun. And there are a lot of people going for properties. Like, it's crazy. I don't know what it's like for you guys over where you are, but they're saying, you know, the rental housing crisis here, it is crazy. The most that I've had at an inspection, there would have been 45 plus people, plus me, to a three bedroom. Yeah, so, and that's at the high end. Most have been around about 20. That's at the inspection. So you can imagine how many applications are, could be, yeah. Like I said, it started out a fun process, which then turned into a not fun process. But anyway, we are hoping on something very, very soon. So we'll see how that goes. So at the moment, I wouldn't even say I'm half packed, but I am in between kind of culling, packing. I have to pack up all of this. I know. So yeah. So at the moment, my time is a little bit limited with playing, but it is what it is. So we'll see. So also a heads up, just in case, I've got down that we'll have a show in 2 weeks. However, if anything changes, I'll put it out on the socials. Just in case, if we're in the process of moving, I would need to also set up this. So, yeah. So it's, you know, it's all a thing. So we'll see what happens. But if you are wanting to beta test Midnight, please let us know. I all the mods should have access to the Midnight Google Drive, which has all of the Google Docs for each of the challenges. And again, you know, we can give a specific person. So if, you know, if I said, oh, I just want to do Iron Man testing, we can give someone the access to that to put down your thoughts. So again, it is there ready for those that want to do it, which again, we muchly appreciate it. However, we also know that just because we test something and you know, beta testing is going to go for months before it finally goes live. And whatever those changes are going to happen, we can. What's the word? We can be prepared for those changes. But as we always state, once the game goes live, on expansion day, on patch day, all of those things, and Blizzard has shown us time and time again that things that we've tested and looked at in-game and gone, oh, this isn't going to work, this is going to be no good for challenges, or, oh, this is going to be great, then it goes live and we go, oh, shit, they've changed it. Or they've changed something. So just always remember, whatever goes live is what's going on. So just because you test something and you're like, yes, this will be great for challenges, no, this will be bad for challenges, the final will always be whatever happens when it goes live. So, yeah, so just remember on that one. Okay, so that's enough about the testing. So again, reach out, let us know if that is something you're interested in doing. November's trading post, obviously, is something that a lot of us, I'm a sucker for chasing achievements, you know, give me a goal, be like, yep, get this done in this time frame, thank you very much. Prize turkey, hell yeah, of course I want a prize turkey. We don't do Thanksgiving in Australia. We don't. It's not our custom. Do I want a prize turkey? Abso-friggin-lutely. I want to ride a prize turkey. Look how cute it is. Look how cute it is. I want one. And then there's another one. Look at them. Look at them. Should do a Thanksgiving just to feast. Oh, so very, very cute. Love it. Love it. Want it. Love it. Yes. So, again, reminder that thankfully that we've got these, what do you call it? Oh, my brain. When chasing through the adventure guide, everything is account wide. So if you're jumping from a normal toon to an alt to a challenge toon, racking up things like to do 50 quests or get 10 levels on a, you know, on a character or whichever, whatever those little, you know, a little adventure guide activities that pop up, thankfully all of that on the account can go towards it. So you can certainly, you know, contribute as a challenge toon to the month of, you know, November for your adventure guide to work towards getting, you know, the prize turkey mount for your account. I definitely think it certainly is helpful. So again, you know, these are things that you can keep in mind as to, this is cute. I like the little, the fork, the fork and spoon. And the little carrots. Very cute. Very cute. So yeah. So again, just to keep that in mind, because this will have rolled over, and if you're chasing, that is something that you want to do. Cool. Oh, this is my month, all the foods. I think I want a spoon for Lita, because it'd be a coffee spoon. That makes sense, right? Like, of course I want a spoon. A big gold spoon to stir my coffee. For Lita, of course. All right. They also mention in development phase 5 of the Midnight Alpha. Phase 5 of the Midnight Alpha is here, and with it, players in the test can play at level 90. So obviously this is Alpha they're talking about, and we know that Beta will hit on November 11th, going by the first post that we talked about. The testing goes live then. So that's pretty much all I had to bring up. Again, you know, just keep an eye out for what's there. Sign up if you're signing up. This one's got the sign up now, if that's something that you want to do. I'll probably will, just in case, if I can do some beta testing down the line, but right at the moment it won't be happening because IRL is just got, I just got all that stuff to deal with. So, and I've got to cull stuff. And I can't cull stuff without really packing stuff. I mean, I could, but it just seems pointless. It makes sense, right? Like, if I'm packing things, I can cull through things so much easier. And I will say, I'm gonna have to cull my recipe collection, my books. I'm gonna have to. I have got one bookcase dedicated to my recipe books. Yeah. I'm gonna have to be harsh. But there's certain ones that I will not be getting rid of. But there's probably some lesser ones that I just bought for, you know, just 'cause. But I think I'll have to. I've done the DVDs, and I was really harsh with the DVDs. I think I culled my DVD collection by about a quarter. And I've got a lot of DVDs. I haven't even looked at my CD collection yet. I remember my computer guy years ago had said to me, said, you should put all of them, you can get a program to put all your CDs on, just have them on this program. And I was like, no, I like my physical CD. I'm a physical person. I like to have, you know, the same with records. I've still got my record collection. There's no way I'm ever parting with it. Do I have a record player? No. Will I get one day? Maybe. But I love my, you know, my records. I did get rid of my tapes, but my CDs, I'm like, I don't know if I want to cull them. Some of them have been around a very, very, very long time. Anyway, there's certain things, though, I will never cull, which is my fabric collection. That is not being culled at all. Because there will be one day that I'll say, we're back to sewing. I want to make a quilt. I want to make something. I know it will come. I know it will come. I feel it in my bones. The same, you know. Anyway, nobody needs life updates about Lita. Sorry. So, all right. Look, that's pretty much all I had. Information-wise, it looks like we haven't had any max levels for a while. And I'm going to attribute this, and you'll see in a moment once I do the state of the challenges. I'm going to attribute this to either a lot of people are overplaying Remix. they're off playing other games, which Guild Wars 2 just released another expansion. Someone else had just released an expansion as well. Like, there are so many games around that, of course, people can go, you know what, I'm a bit bored with WoW, I'm not at there with that, so I'll go over here and, you know, do the Monster Mash over here. So, yeah. Didn't we have a ding today? No, I didn't see a ding. It was just the state of the challenges. Or has someone dinged after? No, the last one was it Azzy? No, Arcion. So, yeah, I haven't had anyone else ding. But again, I think people have got either IRL, it could be people aren't paying for subs because life is being hard for a lot of people, and paying for a sub is a very real possibility. Some people don't have the, maybe the ability is the best word I can use, to make money to buy the, you know, the tokens and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of people are doing it tough. So sometimes when life is being tough, you've got to cut off, you know, your hobbies. You've got to take a step back from them. So it could be that. I don't know. But this week, state of the challenges, I have got, out of all of the challenges, we've got 9 irons, 3 pacifists. That's it. I have never seen our state of the challenges this empty in the whole time I've been doing this show. Never. Like, we've always had maybe no bloods, but, you know, there would have been a couple of working men, a couple of greens. Understandably, teams, quite often we don't have teams, because that's a big commitment to get more than one person together to do a team. It is probably one of the hardest, you know, challenges, is just working out time for the team to get together to play the challenge. That's the biggest challenge, really. So the fact that we've got 9 irons and 3 passies, that is it. Zep says, I've been playing almost nothing but Remix lately. I should get back to my challenges here soon. Zep, you know, you play the game. We all pay a subscription to play this game. And obviously we play the game the way that, what makes us happy. I mean, these games that we play is for our fun, our enjoyment. And if you're not getting enjoyment or fun in WoW, for some people, they will go over to Guild Wars 2, Diablo, console game. Like, you know, there is so many other things. And there's nothing wrong with that. However, it's very telling just looking at how quiet our state of the challenges are. But anyway, let's celebrate those that have this week been playing challenges. So let's have a look. So irons, we have got 9 irons. So at number 9, we have got Iron Prayer at level 10. So brand new one. Grats. Number 8 is Iron Tinks at level 14. 7 is Hard Zug Zug. What a great name. Please tell me that's going to be like an orc warrior. That seems fitting. Level 17. 6 is Sometimes my brain just cannot comprehend the pronunciation of certain words. Nyan Liel. Level 27. Apologies if I've butchered that, but I'm just trying to dissect it in my brain to then get it out of my mouth. That makes sense. Number 5 is, I don't know how to pronounce this. SJJI. Siji? Level 32, I think. Number 4 is Iron Solo, level 40. That's a great name. How did someone get that name? That seems like that would have been taken like forever ago. Iron Solo, great name. Okay, number 3 is Pod Therapy at level 42. 2 is Dorinda at level 42 as well. And number 1 is Kerkaris. Kerkaris at level 54. Alright, as I said, we've also got 3 pacifists. We've got number 3 is Volage at level 20. 2 is Plowshares at level 36. That's a good name. I like that. For a passy, Plowshares. Yeah, I get it. I see it. Cool. And number 1 is Chris at level 55. Not our Chris. But someone's got a tune called Chris. Different spelling. And that's it. That's our state of the challenges. So, like I said, again, there is a lot of going on, not only within the World of Warcraft universe, let's just say that, because you've got your classics, you've got your remix, you've got, I haven't even looked at remix, because I just don't have the time. And I think it would be pointless unless I can get a tune to max, right? Like, it just would be pointless. But anyway, there's a lot going. There's just a lot going on. So I can understand how for a lot of people, they might not be playing a challenge tune right at the moment. And that's fine. But again, just a reminder, if you're looking at wanting to do some midnight beta testing, when that goes live, let us know. We can give you access to the Google Docs. All right. Let's do. I decided we were going to have a few Halloween funnies, so I got you some. The first one is, what kind of horse does a ghost ride? A nightmare. All right, why don't mummies take time off? They are afraid to unwind. That's a Chris one. All right, what else did I have? Why didn't the mum let the little witch go trick-or-treating with her friends? She was expelled from school. At some point we need a HH. Yeah. Alright, let me look into it. I'm not very good with the whole... Rust did a lot of the emotes, but I'll see what I can do. maybe by the time next Halloween comes around, we'll try. I've got it on my list. Hang on, can't see. There we go. I've got it on the list, right? I've written it down. That's always a good thing. All right, why don't skeletons like Halloween candy? They don't have the stomach for it. That was so cute. I was like, I've got to. And last one. What kind of car does Frankenstein drive on Halloween night? A monster truck. I thought they were all very cute and relevant, even though Halloween was technically a couple of days ago. So, and technically, I have got, hang on, just make sure my little boy's not behind me. And technically, this is my, look. I've got my new top, Nightmare Before Christmas. Sally and Jack. So I am themed, but I'm not doing my usual theme. Anyway, all right. Is there anything I've missed? There probably is. I keep sliding. Why am I sliding? I'm sliding. Anything that I've missed? Okay. Zep says, lol, those are some good ones. Excellent. I find that I can't go too wrong with looking up, like, jokes for kids. Some adult ones are real, like, really? Did you just put that on the internet? But normally jokes for kids are friendly right across the board, so yeah. Chris says, okay, we need a show title like Spooky Fun or something, because those were great. I don't know. Yeah, all right, think of something. We'll think of something as we'll wrap up, I'm sure. Okay, well, I think we've covered everything. Then if you guys can't think of anything else... at this stage, let me have a look. So at this stage, I've got down that we'll have the next show in 2 weeks, which will be Saturday, November 15. So 7 p.m. Eastern, which if you're in Leta land, which will be then become 10 a.m. for me. So depending on your time zones, will depend on what the time is for you, but, and this will be subject to if, we get one of these properties this week. I could be moving next weekend. There is one that will be available next weekend. So, and if that's the case, I'll probably have to take a couple. I mean, obviously, we'll need internet will be a high priority because hubby does quite often work from home and he needs internet to do his job. So... and I need internet because, you know, because we all do a lot of things on the internet, not just socials. There is lots of other things. So, yeah, because you need it. Exactly. I need it. That's it. Exactly. So, yeah. So at this stage, we'll base it on, I'll be back in 2 weeks. If not, we'll see what happens. It might be a month. it's going to all depend. I'd live in the middle of nowhere as long as I have fast enough internet, Zaya says. Yeah. Look, I get you. I completely understand. One place that where I just went and looked at on Friday, it felt like I was driving out bush. I don't know if you guys have that term, but something I've always grown up, because I mean, my father is a bushy, right? So, you know, he knows a bushman like a bushman, not like Ned Kelly, but we'd probably call it the boonies. Okay. All right. Is the boonies related to the goonies? Because, you know, the goonies are good enough. If you know, you know. So, yeah. Wait, there would be the boonies. Okay. So, yeah. There's one place that's... No, you know. Yes. And it's not really that far, but it did feel one way that I took. It did feel like I was going bush, which is a very real thing that I've dealt with in all my years, because we travelled a lot of Queensland, and we went to places that were quite remote. I mean, I haven't been remote since I've been in Brisbane, since I was 14. Yeah. So, you know, only a few years. I'm not that much older. Anyway, I'm just prattling on. How about we just end the show? Zep says, my dream is to live in the middle of nowhere, but yeah, definitely need good internet. For sure. And even then, good internet, it needs to be 100% good internet, which I don't know if anyone can do that. Like, I think the internet that I've got is pretty good, but every now and again, when it goes down or it has a hiccup, because the network is being a bastard, it is the surefire way to, like, create absolute panic and perhaps even anarchy in people, is when the internet goes for a certain period. And be independently wealthy, for sure. That would be nice. Chris, I did not get a phone call last night from my gold lotto. So, yeah. So I'm going to say that no throwing parties. Spooky internet. That's a good one, sir. I like it. That's good. I can see that. Definitely. That has a lot of connotations, meanings through what we've discussed today. Let me put it in right now before we close up, because it's pointless me just writing it down. Intranet. Spooky intranet. Thank you. That's a good one. All right. Look, again, thank you very much, everyone, for hanging out with me, giving of your time to be here. It's appreciated. Hang on, where's my little leader? Get it together. Little heart to you all. I greatly appreciate it. Zep and Chris, thank you very much for your Twitch subs again. As much appreciated. Becoming again part of the Iron Elite is that money goes towards paying for our website, for the wowchallenges.com. So thank you. It's wonderful. On that note, again, I'll say by rights, I should be back in 2 weeks. If I'm not, I will put out a post somewhere to say IRL moving. I'll let you know when things are done. But to TBD. TBD? So, yeah. Alright, on that note, let's play the outro. And again, everyone, please just stay safe, both in-game and out-of-game, because at the moment, the world, life, all of it, it's not always easy for any of us, I think. So yeah, just please stay safe. And we will catch you in 2 weeks or as soon as we can catch you. So. All right. Take care, guys. Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2025. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.